Sky Blue Stories is recorded at the Hills Podcast Studio at the Bella Vista Hotel.
I'm here with Adrian Benoza, who's the founder and CEO of Arrow Sport, who sponsors Sky Blue Stories. Adrian, tell us a little bit about Arrow Sport.
Well, this is a company made for by someone who loves the game, for people who do love the game. And so, you know, we specialize in creating the best looking jerseys on the field with the best materials and at the best prices. So it's really a win-win sort of situation here. And so we're here to, you know, make you look good, feel good, and, you know, don't sting your wallet too much.
Absolutely. And people can submit some designs. You're completely open to their own input into the designs?
100%. I actually encourage it. So we have our own templates on our website, which you can see on our gallery. But if you have a design that you're looking to print out for yourself, you know, bring your own vision to life, you're more than welcome to let me know and we can go from there.
Brilliant. And it's a wonderful partnership that we've got going between Sky Blue Stories and Arrow Sport. Adrian, where can we find all the best information on Arrow Sport?
A couple of ways. You can either go through our socials at Arrow Sport AU. You can either then go to www.arrowsport.com.au. That will have all of our details. Or you can just email me directly at info@arrowsport.com.au.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, excited.
Thank you so much. And thanks for saying I'm your favorite player.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
No problem, guys. Thank you for having us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. Hey, guys. How are you going?
No problems at all, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. It's a nice introduction.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
A good laugh, a good chat. So I enjoyed it. Thanks, boys.
Sydney FC and Sky Blue Stories back for another week with the club continuing their up, down, up, middling, down, up season. But we have a lot to get through and, very excitingly, we have a full compliment tonight on Sky Blue Stories. Welcome back, Jimmy.
You can make me whole again.
Yay. Good to have you back, my
notice,
friend.
Notice Sean doesn't get the sound effects out for me.
That was actually me.
That's pretty bloody fitting, isn't it?
That was me just vocalising. Yeah.
Nothing but anticlimactic.
It's actually just a karaoke pod just for Jonathan occasionally. But welcome back, James. And Sean is here also.
Yeah, I'm here. Standard.
Thank you. We are here. I think we're reasonably satisfied as a whole in the last 7 days it has been, the Sky Blue week that was.
Most holes.
Yeah, not all, but most. We also want to say a big, huge thank you to Mr. Bo Woods, who has very, very generously got in touch and has said, hey, mate, Patreon is not for me, but I would love to make a contribution to your wonderful podcast. I might be paraphrasing. But Bo has chucked us some funding to help us get through distribution of this pod.
What a good bloke.
And other things. So thank you, Mr. Woods.
Kind
you
of him to say Sydney FC and Sky Blue Stories are for me.
Yes. Exactly. So thank you, Bo. That's very, very kind. And thanks to all of our patrons, as per usual. We made an announcement late last week, I think, about some exciting stuff coming up for you lovely people. For all the regular listeners, yeah, we like you too. You're great as well. And I suppose, you know.
Not as much as the Patreon ones, let's face it.
Yeah, slightly. Like 1%.
Money talks.
Like in injury time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
You should know better.
I'm sorry, I apologise. Sean, why don't you take us around the grounds, my friend?
Oh, look, our good friend Rowdy. Rowdy Peeper. If it weren't for you and your stats, Rowdy, another hole would go missing. So Wednesday night, unfilled hole. Don't we hate those? Now, Wednesday night when we played Perth, it was Redders' 100th A-League appearance for the Sky Blues. So good on your Redders.
Fantastic.
His 35th clean sheet, which is now equal second with the snake that is Janjetovic, and 9 behind Bolton. So look, I'm going to cast my crystal ball. Redders will be with us in the foreseeable future until he decides to head to maybe Arsenal, get that gig again.
True, yep.
Couldn't do much worse.
I could. Tottenham.
Spent a tough week.
I didn't understand. Yeah, son. Yeah, grandfather thing.
Anyway,
that's a different pod.
He's hungry.
9 behind Bolton on 36 clean sheets. I reckon he'll get him. I reckon he'll get him during his time in Sydney FC. Absolutely. No offense, Trent. Clint, why'd I call you Trent? I've got Trent on my
because
mind.
Because you're so excited. The bugler was back.
The bugler was back. Sorry, Trent.
He was back. What else, Sean?
Yeah, and Rowdy, where are those very niche, random, cryptic things that you've been sending out in past weeks? I've missed that. Not that I contribute to them, but for Jonathan's sake. Anyway, there was a PFA W League's team of the season. At first, when I saw it come out, Jonathan, and thank you again for tagging me in it. Not that I wouldn't have seen it anyway, but I was much, much angry. Not that that really means anything in the grand scheme of things. I'm getting grumpier as I get older.
Definitely. Take a
chill. Jeez, what have I known for the last 12 months? You're getting worse. But
Jimmy deserves a refund.
You've got Gabriele Garten and Angie Beard, Polkinghorne, Kayla Mora, blah, 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 Jamila Rankin. It's orange and very dark blue, very navy and orange, with a lone Teresa Polias in the starting 11. And do you know the other thing that pissed me off about that that I didn't realise till later on?
Tell us. Feel the hate.
The C, the captain's armband, is on Kyra Cooney Cross and not...
No. Really?
Again, Kyra's fantastic, don't get me wrong. Maybe a little bit of hate towards her based on the weekend's results.
Was she captain of Victory?
No. Ayres the captain? Somebody else was. But, why give her the captain when, I know it's all somewhat fictional, this whole voting bullshit thing is, but when you got Teresa Polias.
Lisa DeVanna. But Emily Gionick. The thing is,
this is Michelle Heyman.
PFA.
Yeah, it's the vote on vote players.
Right. Yeah, so. Yeah, like most PFA votes. So interesting that other players don't really rate our squad.
Well, I mean, you know, Ante Juric didn't even get manager of the year, and at that stage the grand final hadn't even been run and won. So
yeah, I find the substitutes bench.
Premier League does that too. PFA player of the year comes out halfway through a season or something.
It's a bit of bullshit, the subs bench. But look. Can I say this with a caveat? I don't know if that's the right word, but if I had seen this PFA award after Sunday night, I might have gone,
fair enough.
Maybe one or two I'll let get in, but whatever. Yeah. All right, so it was a bit, take it with a grain of salt. I assume there will be a proper W League team of the season voted on by God knows who.
The Dolan Warren Awards will
get done. We'll suss things out.
The only contribution I have to this topic conversation is I do want to congratulate Claire Polkinghorne on her surname.
Wonderful surname?
It is. It just rolls off the tongue.
I believe that's why most people call her Polks, because they can't be bothered.
And we're Australian.
And we're... Because he's Australian.
Yes, lovely. Yes. What else you got, Sean?
And the other thing was... So it was after the... Shit, what game was it? Yes, after the Leichhardt game. So I jump on, I'm part of the Sydney FC Facebook supporters group, and thankfully this post has been since taken down. Everyone who sits on the hill is a dog by a Lynn Us, better known as
Linus.
Everyone who sits on the hill is a dog. This is in reference to the Leichhardt Oval. Because the crowd wasn't
reciprocating the call and response thing.
Which is interesting.
It could have been said differently.
It kind of mirrors your thoughts, Jonathan, on sitting on the hill at Kogra. Because, heaven forbid, the sun getting in your eyes for 30 minutes.
It was like it was more like 43 minutes.
It was very fair skin.
A bit over one half of football.
But look, an overwhelming majority of those people that sit on the hill, both at Kogra and at Leichhardt, are families with a couple of kids and so on. So
they're
it's
all
extremely
dogs. They're all
family friends. So I was really pissed off, peeved at that call. I'm hoping that he was just drunk and he can blame the alcohol, but
alcohol isn't an excuse. This is an enabling society and we don't want
to
do that.
When you dug deeper into him replying to the comments and people leaving replies on that post.
He just wanted to feel loved.
It was an absolute
hated
thing. So the people on the hill aren't the dog here, mate. So take a look in the mirror. And that is it's no reflection of the Cove, because 99% of the people in that Cove are absolutely fantastic, as we saw them on Sunday at the W League Grand Final. Absolutely brilliant. Addy and the gang do a wonderful job, previously with Slowey and so on. Absolutely fantastic. And we know that Danny loves the actor support too. So just check yourself Like, maybe you get, feel a bit disappointed sometimes that call and chance, whatnot, from either side of the team doesn't always get fully reciprocated, but just choose your language extremely carefully and just appreciate that we have a variety of fans who come and support the club.
To be fair, I've been in the Cove with you, Sean, and you don't sing in the Cove.
I haven't got a good voice.
No.
Why are you on a voice medium?
Oh, I don't have a good singing voice. My talking voice is decent.
Okay. I'll make up for the singing.
What? You were a soprano back at my high school days.
I think. I wasn't.
Were you?
Tenor.
An alto, I think.
What's the really high-pitched one?
Piccolo?
You got me.
I don't know.
Pipsqueak?
I have to ask Mr. House.
Yeah, good hold.
Anyway, that's a St. Patrick's joke.
For all our listeners, Kevin.
Very good, Sean. What about some club and squad business? So this is more general talk around the league, which we tend to do every week. But
very exciting news, though.
It is, Jimmy. Yeah. What's going on with the AFC there?
Sean. Well, we've got the this is all based on the women's game this week. The club and squad business. Bit of talk through the SBS, the World Game. I often take a lot of what they say with a grain of salt. However, the AFC want to launch the Champions League for Women 2023, which obviously coincides with the Women's World Cup here in Oz, which is fantastic news. Gives a bit more gravitas to the women's game in Australia. Gives them.
Was there not a practice of this?
Melbourne Victory were there the other
last year.
So I guess there's a few things to iron out. COVID's probably taken a little bit of a spanner in the works in the meantime, but just gives the girls a bit more gravitas, a bit more prestige. Gives them, say, finishing minor premiers and missing out on the other trophy.
I'm not sure. I see a few problems with this. I'm not sure what the employment status of the other female leagues around Asia are, but how could you possibly run a competition like this with part-time female athletes?
Yeah,
you can't tell me that women in Malaysia are playing full-time football.
No. I doubt it.
Yeah, right.
I doubt it. Yeah. I'm not educated.
In Vietnam, and
there's no details in this article.
But that's 2 years away.
Some, but not about that,
right?
Anything about the countries taking part?
Probably not at this stage. No. It's probably a bit early. But imagine our team. You've got, your Teresa Pelias's, your Liz Rolstons, your Nat Tobin's, your everyone else who works for a living.
Yeah.
And has their main source of income.
And
how are they
going
to compete in a midweek competition?
Turning to their employer. Sorry, I've got to go for like 2 months, maybe three, if things go successfully, They'd be like,
it's just not.
Yeah,
it's just not possible.
Sure, they'd get paid for appearing in the AFC Champions League, but
yeah, it's. I just don't see it happening.
Unless they just have some kind of invitational tournament for shits and giggles. But I guess that's more or less the same thing.
I don't get me wrong.
It's a nice idea and something to aspire to.
It is. It's brilliant. But we need our women, our Australian women, being, on a bloody livable wage in Australia, let alone before they start talking about continental competitions. But anyway. W League expansion, Sean. Joey Lynch, I believe.
Yeah, ESPN.com.
Like break some pretty big stories. This one was some quotes from Commissioner of the APL, Greg O'Rourke, around potentially expanding W League, not just by a couple of teams.
By
too many.
Yeah, talking about 12 to 13. I think it should be a fairly given thing that A-League and W-League, men's and women's participation should be the same. If you've got an A-League team, you should have a W-League team. So I know that, MacArthur and the like, once upon a time there was the Central Coast. Teresa played for them back in the day.
Mm-hmm. They've still got a team going around.
Western United. And the interesting one would be how the Phoenix.
Well, the Knicks were very close this year before the FA, Football Australia, came out and said it would be detrimental to Australian football for us to allow this to happen. Was basically
that
there.
Doesn't make sense when they're already in the A-League. So if it's good enough for the men from New Zealand,
it was quite cryptic. But yeah, So, yeah, obviously they're talking about all the A-League teams having a W-League representative, as well as Canberra United, who have obviously been in there since day dot. Look, going from 9 to 12 or 13 teams immediately seems crazy, but it would be great to see sort of two new teams added for next year and then another one or two after that.
Yeah, stagger it, absolutely.
So, yeah, look, let's... The proof will be in the pudding.
And they talk about stuff like, oh, there's not enough talent. I'm like, well, put them in a top tier competition playing against each other regularly. That's just going to be able to create better players from them. So, yep, get it done. And little by little, find that all the A-League teams have a W-League participation. And yes. And Canberra United has an A-League participation.
Well, so they should.
What a great away trip that would be.
So they should.
All right, gentlemen. James, you've missed this.
James's favourite segment.
Yep.
Has anyone worked on a new intro whilst James has been away?
I might have something for us.
No, hang on.
I came back with presents.
No.
I did.
Oh,
hold there.
Sweet.
Hold there.
Wow. Oh, my God. It's happened. Sean, did you have something to do with this?
Yeah. No. You spent 2 weeks on that?
I'm very impressed, James. Thank you.
Imagine the quality if I spent 3.
Oh, God. I'm trying to find the proper one. Yeah,
good. Taking the deck off. Yes.
It's not all about you, Sean.
This is what happens when I leave him with the dick for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Nah. Don't let him in charge of the dick. Well,
take us down the lane, Jonathan.
Anyway.
Take us down Middleby Lane. New and improved. Oh, I'm so excited. Everyone's favourite segment, especially Danny Townsend, told me this morning.
Oh, name drop?
Yeah.
Just when were you talking to Danny this morning? Oh,
look, it's not a matter of when, and, you know, we talk often.
Hang on, what did Danny actually say about Middleby Lane?
Might have been paraphrasing or making it up.
I think the latter. Anyway, pick Jonathan before this.
This anecdote is as disappointing as this segment.
On the 16th of April, 2005. Last week, Sean, in a trip down Middleby Lane, and Jimmy, I know you would have listened to last week's episode as
Absolutely not. Intently.
Dwight York was in the country this time 16 years ago to discuss possible terms. This week he signed 16 years ago for a 2-year deal from Birmingham City, and the rest is history, gentlemen. Mm. Didn't obviously see out the full 2-year contract. All night Dwight. But all night Dwight going down in his Tory. This week in Sky Blue history, 14 years ago, midfielder David Carney, after a pretty electric start to life in Sky Blue, re-signed with the club for another 2 years, which was, again, you know, one of our favourite sons. Mm-hmm. Favourite son, Sean.
Really love him.
Would come back for another stint after that. Quite a few... exciting games this week in Sky Blue history. Back in 2014... Sydney FC would qualify for the finals in Alessandro Del Piero's second and final season. We sealed a 5th-place finish in the last round of the season with 2 pretty spectacular goals on the last day, a 30-yard rocket from Terry Antonis after an ADP layoff, and a brilliant Richard Garcia effort in injury time to take the victory over Perth Glory 2-1.
Richard Garcia, good segue for later.
It is. It was a great little goal. ADP with a little chip over the top. Richie Garcia running through the line, chesting it down and finishing past, I think it was Danny Vukovic actually in goal for Perth Glory then.
Terrible.
Yeah. City FC, of course, would go on to lose the elimination final to Melbourne Victory in stoppage time, but we won't talk about that. 2015, this week in Sky Blue history, we had a crazy game in Newcastle, which saw the Newey Jets take a 1-0 lead before Sydney led 3-1 at 56 minutes.
Stan Bolziev.
Yeah. Andrew Hoole struck a penalty to make it 3-all before Robert Stambo, 80th minute winner. Not often you say that. 4-3.
He was very underrated. 4-3. I think it got much of a chance.
Yeah, he was one of those blokes under Arnold that didn't played a bit part role, didn't he? A little bit like Anthony Callick and
just Fabio coming off Ferreira the bench most, but getting the odd start.
Yeah, but he scored some pretty important goals for the club, including this one.
ACL one too. Yep.
Exactly. And finally, this week in Sky Blue history, 2017, Sydney FC were presented their first Premier's Plate since 2010, and to wrap up the regular season with a 2-0 win at home. Naboot actually missed a penalty for the Jets in the first half before Ninkovic and Brosk scored a little bit more than tap-ins to mark the occasion, Sean.
It's been a few birthdays too, Jonathan, in the past week.
Has there? There has.
There has.
I knew that because it's in front of me.
Yep. Read the sheet.
Branners.
How old is he?
27.
27. Just a baby.
27 Branners.
Looking after number four.
He is number four. That's right. David Zrilic with 47, former Sydney FC striker. Young Geordie Swivel's birthday is today as we record. He's turning 22.
The Hawk.
The Hawk. One of my favourite Sydney FC women's players. 21st birthday today. Happy birthday, Macca. Inaugural Sydney FC coach Pierre Littbarski. 61, Sean. Mm-hmm. 61 old. This week. And Blake Powell, who's popped up for a few A-League clubs since us. Is he playing NPL this year?
Yeah, I think it was RPR I said many weeks ago, I think. Yeah, I think I'm going to be right.
He turns 30 this week. And that was a trip down Middleby Lane. And I hope you guys enjoyed that one this week. I don't know. I put a little bit of extra effort in.
Riveting, as always.
James did. Jimmy put some effort in, so thank you. Appreciate it, mate.
Anything.
I know I'm always on your mind.
There's stuff that is on my mind, and that's things that we should be releasing shortly.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. How far away is this release?
It's ready. I've just been very busy.
Of course. Of course.
Exceptionally occupied in the last 2 weeks.
Why don't you tell the lovely listeners?
I didn't know if we were going to do this now.
Let's just tell them because it's ready.
You're making a decision on the fly without prior planning. Who are you?
Well, we've informed our wonderful patrons.
Are you taking drugs?
Yes, I'm type 1 diabetic. See, continuous blood glucose monitor right here.
Mm. A bionic man.
Oh, that's where I hugged you that one time and stuck the pin into you.
Sure.
Which is what all the ladies call it. We have a recording we've been sitting on for a while, mostly because we were waiting for the right time, but actually mostly because I've been incredibly lazy and very busy, with a one and only, or the one and only, Brendan O'Neill.
Hooray!
Which is very exciting. So 2 weeks ago we had Nat Tobin, obviously. This week, coming soonish. Brendan O'Neill. It's about an hour and a bit, and we're joined throughout by the very lovely Jules O'Neill.
Jules, we were Nicole, whatever you want to call
her.
Yes. So that was, as you said, James recorded a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know, pick a day. We'll have it out later this week, James. Yeah. Only one A-League game this week and no W League, so may as well.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mix it up a bit.
Wonderful. And yes, thanks very much to Branners. As we said, happy birthday, mate. It's this week, so... Yeah, well-timed. Well-timed by us. Let's talk about some fun times before we talk about some not
crappy
fun
times.
Has it been a good week for you?
Has it?
Oh, you mixed. Said fun times.
Mixed bag. Mixed bag.
Yeah. Alas. We won a game. The A-League team won a game.
So last week, Wednesday night, saw the boys at a rain-soaked Kogra. Lightning,
rain
storm.
Rain-soaked.
Rain-soaked? Yeah.
No, I liked it.
Oh, good.
No, it was good.
It was a second half goal to the one and only Costa Barbarousis, who we've always been a fan of and backed positively, endlessly.
Each of us.
Another stock standard starting 11 from good old Corica. No rotation other than seeing the old ABJ for Caceres, or Caceres for ABJ, but this time it was ABJ for Caceres. It was almost like a mirror image to what happened at Perth a few weeks back in that we absolutely positively dominated and spanked their bottoms from pretty much go to woe from start to finish.
I like how you've been swearing throughout the pod and now you choose to use the word bottoms.
Classic Sean.
I haven't heard that since I was six.
Yeah, spank their bottoms? No, we did spank their bottoms.
Getting flashbacks.
Back to Perth. look, and we just can't finish. That was a bad analogy. Bit like in your older age where you can just finish once and then it takes a while to get going again. Am I right? All right, I'm speaking for myself. Anyway, so we finished once, well, Costa did. onto Reddy's back.
No, he's twice. Of a goal. He's got two kids.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You've had an emotional the ball day, Jonathan.
The ball came into the back of Reddy by somewhat.
Let's move on.
Anyway.
Into the back of
60-40
Reddy.
60-40 possession.
Sounds like Wee Markey's Thailand trip.
Oh, yeah. That's on our Patreon. That's a black edition. 24 shots to a measly 9. We had about 5 big chances created to a measly zip from Perth.
That's a lot of chances.
Look, I admittedly wasn't at the game because I'm the captain, coach, manager, gear steward, Facebook admin, financier, treasure.
It was round one of my community season. Football. Yep.
So
shout out to all of those running around this season.
And I watched the mini match. I watched the highlights. I read all the stuff, and there was like no highlights. For Perth. It's just they had nothing to contribute other than a post-match blow up by Richie. He really got the shits.
He sure did. It was a horrible night, gents.
You were there, weren't you? Yeah. Well, so where'd you sit? In the grandstand, I assume?
Who did you suck up to get a decent seat undercover?
I need to do a little bit of a shout out. I'm not sure if she listens every week, but former guest, Mariam Trukair.
Helped
a brother out.
Yeah.
And gave me, yes, access to her lovely undercover seat.
Yeah.
Because I was almost
at the game?
No.
Okay, so you were, I was going to say, because you're taking some poor sod seat next to her.
No, I'd gone in, I'd gotten my fish and chips. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, solo night, it'd be all right. And sat near halfway, great seat.
Yep.
And then the heavens opened.
Poncho?
No, I had rain jacket, but no poncho. Yeah. And just before the heavens opened, it was announced that the game was delayed by 40 minutes after I'd sat in an hour and a half of traffic to get there.
Yeah. Gotta love Sydney.
So it was a very challenging first hour to my evening. And thank you, Mariam, for offering up your wonderful platinum ticket.
And can I just say as well, on behalf of the 2/3 of Sky Blue Stories, I think I speak for you here,
Sean. More than likely.
We want to thank Mariam as well for taking care of Big Daddy Sky Blue Stories himself, Jonathan Finger.
Thank you.
She could help me out with Ultra Football, but that's...
Oh, don't start me on Ultra Football.
Yeah, that's a separate pod.
Yeah, fuck me dead.
yeah, bottoms, but fuck me dead's fine.
Speaking of Jesus. Being effed, Liam Reddy. God damn it.
Damn, Liam Reddy.
Stop being so good. I hate you so much.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like he's a terrible goalkeeper, like, except when he plays us.
Yeah.
Like, every other Perth game I watch, I'm remarkably unimpressed with him.
He's still making up for that horrible error in the semi-final last year when Alfie pulled his pants down. Enough, Liam. Like, it's even now. Like, fuck off.
Whoa.
Okay, done.
There's some early chances to kick off the half with Barbarousis in the 11th minute. Reddy denied Bobo in the 31st.
I love Costa Ninkovic.
I know. Get on the back of your top. Ninko got denied by Reddy in the 33rd. Bloody hell. Bobo's header, you know, a bit before half time on the 44th minute. I got to say, King had a very good game.
He did.
His crossing, which has been wayward a little bit at times, or maybe a little bit lack of, but he was bang on point.
He was providing a lot of width.
Yeah.
I think I wrote in my
notes. So just on the Joel King note, to interrupt your review there, Sean, given that you're talking to Danny Townsend quite regularly, Jonathan, any update on Michael Zullo?
Yes, he will be back in the squad for this weekend's game.
You're kidding.
So he's about 2 weeks away. He'll be in the squad, then out of it.
Are you actually kidding?
No, he'll be in the extended squad. I'm not sure if he'll make the...
bench.
The bench, yeah.
Wow. What's been the hold up there?
I'm completely speculating. It worked when I said this about Trent last week, so I'm just going to go with it.
Oh, come on.
Hey, did he not play?
45 seconds of hope.
Sean, did he play?
45 seconds of hope. He's out of contract in there this year, isn't he?
Is he?
Isn't he?
The bugler?
Zullo.
I think he is.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting. Anyway, what happened to the rest of the game?
Look, Braddon had a free kick, say. That was down low and hard to Reddy's right. And then our man, Costa, in the 54th minute. Balm your hand feeds nicely off to Costa. If Freddie was going to save anything, he would have saved that. But maybe with the wet conditions and whatnot and the angle, who knows. But Costa slotted away, and that was 2-2 games
It was. It was indeed. It was indeed.
Then there was Header, Caceres, and then it all kind of crescendoed.
Came to a crescendo.
Something came.
And it's an English word, mate.
Ivanovic made a run into the box, and then lightning or lights went out.
Kind of sums up his season.
And
Hang on. It's a bit misleading to say the lights went out. It wasn't pitch black.
No. A floodlight went out. Yeah. A floodlight.
Yeah. I saw all this.
They had reduced capacity.
Yeah.
Of and lights.
And that was
someone charging their car.
And that was enough to abandon the game. And then Richie Garcia absolutely blew up. Just despite the game being abandoned, everyone's still on the sidelines doing the interviews and whatnot.
Summing up the game, I think I spoke for most people around me in the Platinum Reserve seating. Thanks again, Maz.
Wanker.
That we were rather pleased that the game was finished because it wasn't much to watch. It was
pretty dour game.
It was quite dour and frustrating.
Dour.
And it had already, the kickoff had been delayed by 50 minutes. Everyone was just like, yeah, sweet, let's just go home.
Yeah,
hang on. Dower? Bottoms? What is this, a Bridgerton snuff film? Fucking hell.
Hey, did you know that the dude in that isn't coming back the second?
Yeah, I saw that. What? I know. Yeah, his storyline's ended.
Guys, Sydney
FC. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Sorry.
Something else that wasn't really talked about in any post-match reports and stuff was, because he's got it in his locker, a howler tackle or two, retray. Jono, you were there. Take us through it.
It was a pen. Yeah.
So how did the VAR justify?
Carlo, just a nice word for Carlo Armiento, who was playing on the left wing for Perth Glory, young star, played a lot earlier in the season, scored a hatful of goals off the bench. He ran the show. He probably should have been man of the match. And danced around a few would-be defenders, including Buster, I think. Paolo sort of came in and slid studs up, basically.
Did he get any of the ball?
No. Because Armiento had shifted the ball.
Yeah.
But not dissimilar to Wilkinson in that the follow-through caught Armiento high.
So how did the VAR...
It wasn't called a pen, and obviously the VAR has said it wasn't clear and obvious that it was a pen, which... taking my biased hat off, I can understand, but it was definitely a penalty.
So we
got away with one there.
We got away with one, but in saying that, we probably should have been 2 or 3 nil up, and that was maybe a potential consolation goal. But hey, we'll take the 3 points.
Alex Baumjohann started, Sean, in place of Anthony Caceres, and I thought, again, had a pretty wonderful game.
It seems to be the go-to rotation of Stephen Corica.
It does.
That's it. That's all he does.
And
all
Alex,
he rotates.
Alex still does, you know, Jimmy, we've talked before about him drifting a little in and out of games and in and out of form, but I think he's done quite well this year when he's come on and had to do a job.
I do think this season, in fact, he's been quite consistent. And even towards the end of last season, right, we were all very, ABJ can come on and change a game.
That's right.
And I think that's probably the great thing about the right wing at the moment with Caceres and ABJ is if they both start, you know, it's going to be consistent for the most part. And if either of them comes on, both start, that implies they're both starting together. If either one of them starts, it's consistent. If either one of them then gets subbed on, you know, it's going to be an impact sub.
Which happens 10 out of 10.
But will Alex be happy just to play that?
I think he's getting enough. Starts to be okay.
I think it's in favour of Caceres. I'd like Rowdy to fact check me there.
I think it's pretty much. I'd say 2/3.
Yeah, it feels like Caceres, that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully it's enough to keep him.
I think so.
Great thing is, as someone that supports a football club that needs an overhaul, the great thing about Sydney FC is the stability, but the ability to just keep it fresh enough.
Or is ABJ thinking, I'll just ride this wave of starting on the bench more often than not. Ninko retires and I'll have his spot alongside of Caceres. I don't know. Maybe he might maybe
well, look,
somewhat patient for that.
Yeah, be interesting to see. But after a couple of lean weeks, Luke Bratton found his form as well, found his feet.
Hang on, they were lean Luke Bratton weeks as well. It's not like they were terrible.
Yeah.
By his own standards.
Yes. He was a tad off. Yeah.
Fair call. Uncharacteristic turnovers, loose passes.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was back to his brilliant best against Perth Glory, and that continued on, I think, Sean, in Saturday night's game against Melbourne City, where again he was one of the standouts. So a 1-0 win, 3 points that I think, Sean, you and I said last week was just an absolute must, given the traffic that's forming behind us on the ladder. And it put us in an exceptional position leading into the Melbourne City game, where we probably didn't think we'd get much out of it at all.
Are we going to start on that now?
Before we do that,
let's
do some SFCU votes. I'll kick off. I had Alexander Balmyohan and Luke Bratton with two each. And I gave Costa and Joel King one each.
I did Bobo and Costa two each, Joel King one, and Bratton one.
Yeah, nice. I did Bratton one, King one, Costa two, ABJ two.
Nice. Replication. I like it.
Nice.
Let's move on to the second A-League game that happened this week. I'm still a little bit sad, but let's talk about it nonetheless. Sydney FC versus Melbourne City at Leichhardt Oval in front of about 7,500 people, I believe. A 1-1 result, Sean.
What were your seats like for that, Jonathan?
I did not attend.
You didn't get a leave pass from the wife.
Yeah.
Can we say that on the pod? She doesn't listen to
this. No, I think it's acceptable. So I went on Monday night. I went to the women's semi at Cogra. Wednesday night, I went to Perth Glory at Cogra.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I went to the women's grand final. Yeah,
three out of four. Yeah. You're doing pretty well.
It's three more games than I went to.
I know it's not the meatloaf song, Sean, but
or what?
Three out of four ain't bad. Yeah, that's a sequel.
75% is better than 66. 0.6 recurring. Anyway, Melbourne City Sydney FC.
Something, as we saw, it was AC back in for ABJ. Jono, you mentioned something about rotation and how we had a midweek game. So I expected a little bit more rotation other than Jimmy, like you mentioned, just the standard swap ABJ for AC or AC for ABJ. I thought I might have seen maybe a Wallen or a Callum back because I had some like tight back soreness thing in me, Bob. I got a good Thai massage place. Callum hit me up.
Don't do it, Callum. You're too young.
He's a next gen star. Yeah,
short shout.
Couples massage. Four hands. Anyway, body scrub. And so there's no rotation. I was expecting, and here we are, we're seeing Costa up front. Oh, sorry, not Costa necessarily, but.
Well, Bimby promised there would be rotation.
He did.
He lied.
Ducks and Drakes, or.
Hang on. Is he trying to throw off the competition?
Is this
4D level tactics?
That's the only thing I can think of.
There'll be heaps of rotations, same squad.
The only other thing I can think of is that Retro's got nudes of Bimby.
Retro's got bloody something.
Did you like my little sneaky Twitter thing? Like, who would partner Bimby?
Retro.
You know he'd pick Retro. I don't know if anyone would have picked up on that little dig. Yeah. Anyway. I got it, and Trent was back, so there's a bit of rotation on the bench. good to see the Bugler back. 1-1 against the City. I got to say, I was there at the game. Worked out beautifully.
Well,
that my first game of the season with my infall boys was a block away at Glover Street Fields against Dirty Balmain.
Wearing Balmain colours tonight, though.
Is it? I thought that's just marigold.
It's orange and black, isn't it?
Boring.
Anyway, I'm colourblind. Leichhardt Oval was right next door. So Andy and I went over and watched the game, sat there in amongst the cove or slightly to the right of it. I have to say it was our best game of the season, best performance of the season. It reminded me.
Best 95 minutes of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll say
sorry.
80 odd because the last 10-15 minutes we sat a bit too deep and
that
invited
was squeaky bum time.
Invited that pressure and possession for City.
I agree, Sean.
Best performance of the season, and it reminded me of Sydney FC of old, previous seasons and so on.
Well put. I completely agree. I actually messaged James over there and said, "Are you watching this? Because it will bring you enjoyment."
I turned it on after that.
Yeah,
and then was not enjoyed.
Well, you'd probably turned it on at the wrong time. moment.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
But it was Tilio time of a different
Sean, like you said, I sat there in awe and wondered what had happened. Switch flicked.
You took the words right out of
flick
my mouth.
Flick switched.
That's what I was thinking. Flick switched. Well done, Sean. It looked like a different football team. So
defensively, we were beautiful. Going forward, it was beautiful. We were dominating.
We were under pressure, but we dealt with it. We absorbed it, and the ball movement was
Bratton.
Spectacular. And
Jimmy, you saw that article, was it earlier today? Understated Bratton. He was in effing everything.
He was.
Everything. I don't know if he'd been snorting bottom. Something in the sheds left over from, you know, Radonica stays or something like that.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, Tommy.
Kallak ships him over.
Yeah. Ow. But he was absolutely.
Kallak, is it?
Kallak. He was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, Bratton. Man, he was something else.
He was. And it all started, Sean,
that
with
little
Bratt's
sneaky
dink.
Little dink, little chip, trying to catch Glover off his line.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. And then Grant hit the post from a lovely ball from Bratton.
I thought that was a goal.
Down low to Glover's left, bottom left.
I jumped. That was a wonderful movement. It was a bit reminiscent of the goal that we scored against Victory with the Caceres and Costa down the right.
The other week.
Yep. I was using Grant's
left foot.
I must admit, I jumped. I thought that was in.
But then we had a bit of a scare early in the second half. Redders became an injury. I thought the first shot from McLaren was a fairly regulation save, like a fairly comfortable save for him, but then it kind of put him on his ass a bit, and McLaren was then able to follow up and then just like Jedi mind reflex action. That second save was something else. And then the next one was Costa's goal. Not a goal, was a goal, eventually was a goal.
Another goal.
Three in three. What a man.
Is he earning that, what, $700,000 now, James?
Yes. I want to dress up in some sort of farm animal.
I was about to say, is it woolly?
To make myself appealing to Costa Barbarous. So he would take me and copulate.
We've missed you. Shoot. We've missed you a lot.
Yep.
James, welcome back.
I hope someone from the club is listening to this.
There'll be something on
and
Twitter
just walk
later
up
too.
To Costa tomorrow. Some random bloke that hasn't been on a podcast for a couple of weeks just said he wants to play dress ups with you.
Oh dear,
that's how good you're playing.
It's so good.
What would his wife say? You're like,
she could join.
Jesus Christ.
Not
family
like
friendly.
That, but
you're
like
have to do the explicit rating on this.
Again. I just want. Costa,
you
want to
give him a hug.
Well.
You'd like to give him a hug.
Thank you. That's a more appropriate level
clothes
of affection.
Optional.
Well, yeah, kind of. Anyway, I'm pleased with how he's playing. I'm glad to see him in form. We've got another year of him, or is this his last season? I can never remember.
We have one more year, yes.
I'm actually kind of glad about that.
For the timing. Let's see.
Well, yeah, watch if he space. Keeps it up, it'd be great.
I mentioned Jimmy to you earlier. It seems like he's no longer playing as that second striker. He's got a bit more freedom. He's sweeping around the edges, looking for the loose ball, picking the ball up quite deep and cutting in, which is what we have all been saying for about 18 months. Mm. But, you know, behind Alfie again.
And that helps
year,
having a target man in Bobo.
It does. And I don't think Bobo, it was his best performance by any stretch on the weekend, but what he did allowed Costa that bit of freedom to jump in and
he's
out.
He's sucking
and
players in.
Some of those chances, Sean, I'm not sure if that's next on the run sheet, but some of those chances where he cut in from a throw-in and just blazed a shot. We haven't seen that from Costa.
Yeah, it was towards the corner of the 18-yard box and left foot.
We haven't
foot.
Seen that.
That was right where Andy and I were standing. And then the goal that wasn't a goal, that was a goal, that eventually that was just a cluster F. Cluster F of
that. Yeah.
Clusterfuck of and I just like cluster lost my mind but eventually it was given. Ninkovic had a chance on the edge. Nice little touch there. Glover gets a bloody hand to it. Another keeper we're playing into really good form. And then Redders had another brilliant save down the other end. Like, was it from, yeah, from a free kick, McLaren free at the at his near post, and then Redders was just got enough glove to it to push it over. And then let's skip to the 95th, 6th odd minute.
Yes.
My heart was saying no pen. My head was saying
totally a pen.
My heart goes
shalala. An uncharacteristic of Alex Wilkinson.
Yeah, normally it seems stay on his feet.
You know what's happened? We, many months ago, mentioned that Alex Wilkinson's only gotten something like 5 red cards in his yellow cards in his career. And since then, he's gotten at least 2 or 3.
Yeah. And ironic
because
that
we
it was
mentioned it.
Ironic that it was Tilio with the ball.
But what led to that penalty, Sean?
No, Jonathan. Jonathan, what led to that penalty? Because you know you want to say it. Go on. This is your time to shine. Go for it. What happened?
I'm still angry. I don't want to be too angry.
Do it.
Go, join Sean. I can be the voice of reason in the pod. That's how you know the pod's fucked.
What led to it was
a giveaway.
A lazy, as I've described it, turgid.
Turgid.
Ball. I haven't heard that word for a while.
From a substitute player who hasn't had a very positive impact.
Whoa.
On the team.
You are physically
shaking. Yeah. He's had a couple of starts.
I'm trying to be measured.
His blood sugar level.
He gave the ball away disgracefully. Tilio pounced on it.
It was a terrible pass.
A brilliant run from the former Sky Blue champion of youth league. And I think the reason I was so pissed off, Sean, was because we did so fucking well the whole game. The whole game.
To get that 1-0 lead to
and
look like.
And he's come on and simply played a pass into midfield. There was no one near it. Mm. It wasn't even like he miskicked it. He just turned to the centre and passed it into the middle.
Really poor,
and the
poor
winner
decision
is
Luka Ivanović.
Really poor decision making. The game management, when you're up with minutes to go, it's out of time. Just hold the ball on. Take it towards the sideline.
Kick
boot
it to
out.
The corner.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I did get a bit fired up on my own personal Twitter because I didn't want to drag this podcast down. Any further. But I don't think it could get.
No, we're pretty low.
But, you know, previous weeks I've said that how does Luka Ivanović start ahead or start get time ahead of Patrick Wood? Mm. What has Patrick Wood done to deserve that demotion?
And he took off Bobo. So you'd want to think, you know, let's sub you like for like. And Wood and Bobo are more similar a player, even if Geordie was on the bench. Was he on the bench?
As I've said.
No, he wasn't.
You know, it just does not make sense. And then a little side note, in the NPL the next day, Sean.
Yeah, he fucked up.
He did exactly the same thing from halfway and Sutherland scored.
Mm.
He's bereft, obviously, he's a confidence player. He's bereft of confidence right now. I hope Corrick is watching. He cannot play against Adelaide.
Is he the new George Blackwood?
Yes.
Oh. No, that's a curse.
Adelaide will burn him.
A pox upon him.
This time last year, again, I'll put my hand up. This time last year, I was number one fan. I said he has to play. He's one of the better youngsters. He needs game time. Didn't get it. Now he's getting it, and I'm like, please do not put him on ever again. Ever again.
You're calling it with bit over halfway of the season, just you don't want him in the squad altogether.
I don't want him in the squad.
You can just play for the NPL boys. Yes. No offense to the NPL boys.
Bahaj is back.
Yep, exactly, yep. And that was probably why he was
Pat
getting
Wood
a bit of time.
An absolute banger on the weekend again for the NPL. I just, you know, he's got a bit more pace. He takes players on one-on-one, Ivanović, I get it, but he has absolutely no end product.
Mm.
And they should be finished, those chances,
yep.
Right? Or he should be able to find a target in the box, which he can't do.
He's a very good NPL player, that and it's not quite translating over to the top tier.
Yeah.
Anyway, but on a positive note, Redders is definitely back in form after
brilliant game.
Averaged a few weeks previously. Costa's playing good football, so let's get to our SFCU votes.
Yes.
6 for Costa.
Nice. Sean?
Oh, I want to give 6 to Braddon. But wow. I won't. I'll say 3 for Braddon, 2 for Redders, 1 for Costa.
Nice. I went those players, but two Bratton, two Redmayne, two Costa.
Thank you, Richie. All right, let's jump over to this W League review. Sunday night, we were there, a little bit of a date night. I was the third wheel or fifth wheel.
My lips are still like recovering. Yeah,
it's very cold, very windy, polar blast.
I needed the pawpaw, Jimmy. Yeah.
Lucky pawpaw. I brought that jacket. Anyway.
I had a story about pawpaw once. Can't tell them on the pod.
So we can talk about, you know.
Oh, you don't want this on the pod.
Okay.
Trust me.
Does it involve
don't
a friend of
push
yours?
Me.
Okay. Sorry.
I am close to
the Sean, Sunday.
Ex-girlfriend.
Sunday saw the W League Grand Final take place at Kogra in front of about 5,500 people,
that's
I think.
Solid turnout. And well done for the Cove, or those members of the Cove getting out there. I know there's a little bit of dramas towards the end of the game with a bit of movement away and changing position. But look, a very, 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 very heartbreaking loss to Melbourne Victory. Putting aside Big Blue and our rivalry with them, it just hurts to lose 1-0. Hurts to lose a grand final in those circumstances. Kyra Cooney cross, a corner that looped in just moments away from it going into penalties. I reckon, you know, you had there on a little notepad writing out, you know, first kick this one, second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if the Teresa Plyce corner in the very, very first half within the first couple of minutes was any indication of the wind down that end, that's, you know, and hers hit the top of the bar, crossbar, and was almost mirror image, but this one went in. Quick run out through the game. Look, if anyone was there and watched on telly, taking my sky blue glasses off, because I love them very much, we were dominated pretty much start to finish, weren't we?
I don't know. You say dominated. I thought we still had a couple of good chances. Victory definitely had the better of the game.
Absolutely.
And it came from multiple threats, Sean, like you said. But I just don't feel like we ever settled. We just did not settle. They didn't let us settle. And, you know, it forced Ante Juric into a couple of changes, Sean, throughout, positional as well as you know, people off the bench. Alira Toby came on very early.
Yeah, 62nd odd minute.
I'd be surprised if that wasn't the most she's played all year.
What do I do with more than 5 minutes?
She's appeared in every game, but
I was surprised that she came on for Princess. Like, when you're looking for goals, in all due respect to Rachel Lowe, I would have pulled off Rachel Lowe.
Mm-mm.
Princess has got goals in her, not more so than Rachel.
She did. Look, Alira did okay.
I thought she did quite well, Jonathan. I thought she was...
Yeah. There was a couple of she could have done better with a couple of chances.
Yeah, but she gave us a little bit more punch going forward, which we when we did win possession, it was hard for us to then push into the middle third, into attacking third, and then kind of camp in their half and build a bit of pressure.
Before we talk about the Sky Blue superstar of the game, I just wanted a quick mention for Claire Wheeler. I thought Claire Wheeler was really, really good, really busy, followed the ball around. The ball seemed to follow her around.
Sticky.
She was making, she was making space for other players and moving into space herself. I hope we re-sign her for next year. She didn't start the season in the starting lineup, but certainly
there was a little niggling injury or something.
Yeah, a bit of a smoky for the Matildas, I think. Claire Wheeler as well.
Well, I was saying that about
play back and forwards.
So. Taylor Ray, and I thought, okay, Taylor Ray, Mackenzie, and Teresa, and Claire coming off the bench, but obviously Ante knows more about football than I do, apparently.
Debate.
And Claire has been fantastic ever since she's gotten that start and has played overwhelmingly starting 11. But look, let's run through some of the chances. Most of them were of the navy blue variety. Kyra Cooney cross, you know, hitting the bar. Claire had a bit of a chance in the 33rd minute. Davana then hit the bar. I think it was that from the little header near the back post down the Cove end. But let's just look. There was a lot of chances, mostly of the navy blue variety. But let's talk about glass half full and that. Jada Wyman.
Yeah.
I think she was like an octopus or
possessed.
Like Vishnu Ganesh. Like she had like several arms. That's not...
No, it was good. It was good.
It was borderline. It's borderline.
No, it wasn't even the racial element. It was just the fact that your mind went a god.
Yeah, Hindu. Yeah,
Hindu god. Spiritual and person. Not an octopus.
Yeah.
I just like that. I appreciate it.
She had many hands, many arms. She was absolutely brilliant, wasn't she?
She was. She was a woman possessed. And it would not have gone to extra time if she wasn't there.
And these weren't regulation saves, like just stupid saves in an amazing kind. Yeah. She was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And you thought some of those towards the end would inspire the girls and kick them on. And, you know, it's just such a cruel way for the girls to go down there. And I'm still a bit sad about it. I said, Sean, I'm skipping social media posts.
Somebody
I'm just over
on Twitter
it.
Said,
let's
all,
just
isn't
move
she
on.
The reason you, you as in Sydney, you know, lost the game? I'm like, no, like you said, she's the reason why we were still like there to, at the 100th.
I'd like to see whoever that was try and save that.
So, yeah, good luck to you. Because it's got to go through 10 other players before it gets
in
there anyway.
20,000 delivery.
But look, the girls weren't at their best. Ante said that in post-match stuff. It was disappointing, but it's a young team. Hopefully they stick together.
I hope most are back next season. And like I said, let's hope. Great announcement today as a side note with Commonwealth Bank jumping on board to support the
brilliant
national
news.
Teams.
Absolutely brilliant news.
I'm not sure if any of that will flow down to the league, seeing as they're separate now. But if we could get an equally as amazing investment in the women's game as that, it's certainly a bright future, and hopefully some of these girls don't have to work a full-time job to simply support themselves.
So well done, girls, to a great season. Sadly, didn't
great
end
season.
The week.
Silverware, premiers, drought-breaking, and we'll go one better next year.
Yeah, 5 grand finals in a row. Let's do it.
Now, we went out to the socials, guys, earlier today because I asked you in the pregame to pick your top 3 Sydney FC W League players, and immediately I think we all agreed that would be rather difficult, seeing as there were so many strong performances as we just spoke about in that grand final review. Do we want to do our own ones? Do you want the results of that survey, which has just finished?
Can we do our own and then do the surveys?
Sure. So, Sean...
who are your honourable mentions first?
Well,
I won't do any.
Let's do.
I'm trying to. I'm resisting.
Let's do. So number 1 is the best. Number 3 is third. Yeah. So who's your third best?
So hang out 3 points, 2 points, 1 point.
No,
let's do 1, 2, 3.
Let's do top 3.
Top
so.
2. So who am I going least good?
Least good first.
That just sounds bad.
Least good of the good ones.
Yeah. I was about to say I have to put this one, Teresa.
Yeah, okay.
She's been brilliant, incredibly consistent.
Jimmy had her in
captain.
There,
spoilers.
She made team of the week many a times and player of the match PFA. Plenty of times. PFA team of the season.
She said glue.
Age shall not weary her. She was absolutely brilliant. Number 2.
Yeah.
My second best of the best. Courtney Vine.
Nice.
Even though she didn't finish the season with her knee, she just made an absolute impact.
Mm-hmm.
That team was better for her being in it. Could have made a difference on Sunday if she was there.
Absolutely.
Wasn't like scored a handful of goals. I think it was 4 for the season. Yes, didn't make, wasn't bagging 10.
Twice as many assists.
But it's also what she was doing off the ball in attack and the runs she made, the pressing that she did from the front. She was
not bad for a striker playing as a winger.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. And my number 1, Jonathan, is that's not. Yeah, still drums. Nat Tobin.
Oh, the one.
And nothing to do with us interviewing her the other week, but she's essentially playing out of position. You know, she would call herself a centre mid before a centre back.
Yep.
So she's playing out of position. She's had 3 centre-back partners throughout the season. So that takes some adjusting with Tash Pryor, Charlotte, and, of course, Ellie Brush.
I love Tash Pryor.
Yeah. Oh, she, I hang on to her next year, aren't
one
I?
Of the
absolutely. She's tall. So there's that to it. You know, those clean sheets and little to no goals scored. This is 11 or maybe 12 now with the goal grand final. But absolutely fantastic. And that a lot comes down to her. And captain the girls once, and she's 1 from 1. 100% success rate as captain.
Great top 3, Sean.
Thank you.
I really, really enjoyed that. James, who you've gone a little bit different with your top 3.
A little bit. Yeah. First of all, Teresa, naturally. Glue, like Sean said.
Natalie.
Yes.
Great season.
Yep.
And last of all, because I'm a fan,
yep.
Liz.
Lizzie Ralston?
Yeah, because she came on the pod.
I feel like all three of them were on the podcast.
Yep.
Nice. I like it.
I reward.
I like that. That's good.
Presence.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was getting.
And let's hope Lizzie was there on the weekend. Let's hope she gets back to full fitness.
Yes.
Good. I like that.
What about yours?
I went similar to Sean, but in a different order. I had the wonderful Nat Tobin number three. I had Teresa in number two. And I had Courtney Vine as our number one.
You are player. A Courtney Vine fanboy.
I am. And as Sean said, she makes that difference. Just killer instinct, 1,000% at the ball, very direct. I just
she'll carve up NPL season once she gets back on for Olympic.
She plays anything like she did in the W League. She will be player of the season. So just a few results to go through from what you guys and girls thought. We had to split it across three polls because that's what Twitter does. So if you had more than one vote, that's fine. But we had quite a good response. So thank you to everyone who's participated in that. They have an honourable mention, Sean.
Yes. Mojo.com.
Of Natalie Tobin.
Yeah.
Just outside the top three. Jada Wyman, potentially off the back of that wonderful performance in the grand final, in third place. And then there was a big gap to the top two, which were in line with what we went with Courtney and that's Teresa. Courtney took it out with 20 votes. Teresa, 18.
Nice.
Very appropriate.
So nice.
I hesitated before I pressed the button.
I got the drums.
I'm glad we're reasonably aligned with everyone out there. It was a quick straw poll. Thank you to everyone that participated in that. And well done to the girls. Definitely deserve the celebrations afterwards. And I look forward to some announcements of re-signings. Probably not in the too distant future.
Just seeing any and all of them amongst the NPL season this year with their respective clubs.
Absolutely.
Speaking of NPL, Jonathan, let's smash this
out. Let's quickly go to NPL.
The Sydney FC boys over at Rockdale played the Sutherland Sharks. They were sitting just behind them on the table. It was a...
sister club to Manly Dolphins.
Always
Battle of the Beaches.
Yeah, Manly Dolphins reference. It was a 2-2 draw, nail-biting finish, late Southo goal to level it. We're up 2-1 leading into added time. It took us to like the 74th, 5th minute for us to score a goal. But both goals – look, Southo had the fair share of possession and chances and whatnot.
James Andrews is really fast.
Yeah.
The guy with two first names.
Yeah. Never trust anyone with that Darryl Barrel first name. But look, what would have been really peed off Jimmy Van Weeren was that both our goals were just here on a platter. Yeah. As you mentioned earlier, Jono, with Ivanovic just passing it to nobody. Like,
don't get me started.
Just, and then he still had to finish, but
he did.
But it was just like here.
Decent finish too from
him. Yeah, very much. So past Tommy Hewitt-Bell, who had a brilliant game. He was just on point.
Strong lineup. With Van der Sar,
familiar Wood, faces.
Swivel,
Ivanovic.
Ivanovic.
Yeah.
Hewitt-Bell. I mean, there's five A-League players.
Yeah.
Or four in Ivanovic.
wow.
Sorry.
And then the second goal, Jono, was I can't remember who skied it. Trying to clear it, they skied it.
Yeah.
Up in the air. Landed on inside the edge of the box, and he kind of the Southo player. I had to watch it back a few times on the NPL and rewind. It was like a chest
face goal.
Wasn't quite a header. Wasn't quite a Grant shoulder teat kind of goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But our goals, Sean, were quite good. It was Tom Fay, I think, that put the ball through for Jordy Swivel and danced around a couple
nice
of...
nice little touch and then pushed it past the keeper's
lovely
left.
Lovely composure, which is something we don't see a lot of Jordy in the A-League. A bit more pressure, obviously,
like a little bit
at that
more
level.
Jordy in the A-League.
And then Pat Wood. I mean...
lovely ball. They cleared it from near the 18-yard box.
I think it was.
Yeah. He went for a run into their half and then
headed
just,
it to himself.
Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was chat that he was slow. Like, he headed to himself, blitzed past his defender, and then finished from the corner of the box.
Yeah, smashed it.
A brilliant finish.
Yeah.
A brilliant finish.
Corica, take note.
He has to be in.
I want to see him start on Sunday.
So I'd love to see him start for Bobby.
Maybe a game that the boys should have, not should have, but could have taken 3 points with, but maybe on the balance of things and how the game ended up, maybe a point each is relatively fair.
Who do the lads take on this weekend, Sean?
They got Apia, who are sitting last. Yeah, sitting bottom. They're doing abysmally. They were shit last year and they're continuing that this year. Sunday the 18th of April, kick over at 6:30 at Rockdale again. Watch it on NPL TV. If not, get to the game. It might be a bit tricky with our game on Sunday as well. So it'll be interesting to see what our lineup. Like you said, there was quite a few A-League kind of fellas in the game last week. So obviously we won't see that unless somebody doesn't make the bench. Maybe Ivanovic might be there, Jonathan.
I think he will.
Yep. All right. You're calling it early.
In the NPL squad. Yep.
This is a game that we should and have to win. It's a very congested table, you know, Manly were up there. Olympic got a win.
If we want to play finals, you've got to win
United
this game.
And Rockdale. So yeah,
got to win this game.
You got to win these games. So I expect the boys, maybe Saraceno, Mesa Gigic, you know, gets on.
Kachowski.
Yeah, I don't think he played on. No, he didn't play on
Sunday.
I think
he did either.
So maybe that might have been a little bit of a rest for him.
Again, Sutherland Apia back to back. You'd want at least 4 points out of that.
Absolutely,
so I think they've got to win. Got to win that one. Good luck to the young boys on Sunday night. We've got an A-League game this weekend in Sydney FC versus Adelaide United at the lovely Leichhardt Oval again, Jimmy. Which you revealed something to me earlier.
Shamefully, I've never been to Leichhardt.
Yeah.
Or to watch an A-League game.
No. Your first question as we were having dinner was, what? Never. You're Italian.
That's right.
Yes, I've been to Norton Street.
You don't go from Bar Italia to Leichhardt Oval? Like, what's wrong?
No. I've been to Norton Street and the Forum.
Yeah.
Of course you have.
You've got property.
Lambert Park?
Yeah. No, I've never seen a game at Leichhardt Oval. I've driven past it multiple times, blah, blah, blah.
Go to La Montage. You been there?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course. Naturally, of course. Yeah.
So you've been around the Oval?
Yes. Yes.
Normally,
mostly in my car.
Mm.
The, you know, this red light camera out the front, blah, blah, blah.
Bay Run? Do you do the Bay Run ever? Or?
A couple of times when we lived in Balmain.
A bay saunter.
Well,
you Jimmy.
Live in Balmain, right? So come down, do the Bay Run.
Lived in Balmain, never been to Leichhardt Oval.
Yeah.
But normally I've been a bit anti Leichhardt Oval because it's. But like being there on a Saturday night last week was pretty lovely.
Yeah. Look, I'm looking forward to it simply to experience a new stadium. I liked going to Wynn Stadium in Wollongong because I hadn't been there before, non-NRL fan, so whatever. So it was a great experience. Like the Central Coast Stadium, new stadium, great thing to experience. Saw a game in Adelaide a couple of years ago, wasn't a Sydney FC game. It was just boring in Adelaide, so I went to an A-League game on There's what should have been a romantic trip. Yeah. So did that. That was great fun. So looking forward to a new stadium just for the enjoyment of it all.
Now, Adelaide, we played a few weeks ago. We suffered a 1-0 loss.
Craig Goodwin.
Was it a penalty? Craig Goodwin goal?
I feel like they outplayed us as well.
They did.
Was that the one
we're on the way home from
where
Perth.
Bratz was clearing it, but clearly he doesn't have eyes in the back of his head. And he got started, but Yengi went
down. That kind of kicked off his run of not Luke Bratton standard form, right?
Yeah,
well, that would happen to me too if that was the case. But
yeah, gave it away.
Look, they're travelling very well, Adelaide United, very well. A few players to watch out for: Jonathan,
George Blackwood,
no,
still over in the
Stephen Moore. Been in, you know, Ryan Strain was playing well recently, but you know, Craig Goodwin,
Tommy Urich was back and scored last week.
Yep.
I was going to say Louis Darrigo is going to be out, but he's not because they have a midweek game, so he will serve that suspension.
Touré brothers.
Midweek.
Do we have any outs?
Yangi.
Any?
Outs? Do we?
We.
Any yellow card suspensions?
Yes, Paolo Retre will not be playing.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh, can we? Just. No. Is that too harsh?
Oh, poor Paolo. Such a handsome man.
Look. It didn't improve it with the random button.
Yeah, so no Paolo.
I think I'm happy about that.
If Callum's fit, I'm happy.
I think I'm scared about that because he'll pick Caceres to play in the middle.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
And not Callum.
It's a possibility.
Like,
although he just
this is why we lost. Sorry, this is why we lost Tilio.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And why are we going to lose?
You're right, James.
Yeah.
Not often right.
I trust me, man. I've got many people in my life that tell
you're
me
married,
that.
You know that.
Yeah. yeah, but it's just ridiculous. It's why we lost Tilio. It's why we're probably going to lose Wood.
I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it.
Swivel?
The Sydney Yuen FC Hall? Socials yesterday said, come see our ex-academy players. Oh, yeah. I'm like, so Wood and Neuenhoff are starting, right?
Battle of the Ballers.
Right, they have to be. And they had highlights of Pat Wood and Neuenhoff.
Yeah, ex-academy players and their youngsters or whatever, yeah. You
know, so they wouldn't know.
No, like, you wouldn't think so, would you?
Corica's not giving David Warriner and the social team the inside word just for a couple of Instagram likes.
Maybe it's Dave.
Danny Townsend doing a Facebook Live got 50 viewers when it was actually live.
Maybe Dave Warner and the social team like listen to the pod and they completely agree with everything we say. And so this is like their subtle like...
Stevie, pick Callum.
No, you have to. Like.
Yeah. Well, we know Corica's a whore for Insta, so, you know.
Yeah, he loves it.
You'd think he'd see Callum would just jump in their slot right next to Luke Bradham. But yes, I can see him going...
outperforming Luke Bradham.
Yeah. I can see him dropping Caceres next to Brad and then putting ABJ, Ninko, and then Callum off the bench.
Could see that too.
All right, let's take a vote on the pod to revisit next week. Which scenario? Scenario one, Caceres. Scenario two, Callum. What's your vote, one. Jonathan?
My heart saying
one will happen.
Caceres?
Yeah, I'm going to – like I hate two to for say Caceres. I don't want it to happen, but I'll say Caceres.
All right, so it's unanimous. Everyone thinks Caceres starts over Neuenhoff.
We usually get things horribly, horribly wrong. Yeah. So
let's like Kostarad Barbarous is being a bad player. He's excellent. Exactly. He's just absolutely brilliant. He's one of the best people to wear a sky blue shirt.
He likes sheepskin.
And then up front, boys, do we see just a typical Costa Bobo partnership or do we see any rotation?
No. I'd like to see Pat Wood and Costa Barbarous start.
Yeah, I'd like to see Woody. Mm.
But I don't think I will.
I think I'll see Costa and Bobo and then Wood. You think. But now Trent's on the bench too, so who knows how he gets used. I assume he'd come off the bench again if he does find minutes on Sunday.
Interesting.
So we're all going to the game.
Yeah, man.
Are we dogs on the hill?
I don't know. I don't have a spot at Leica. We always sit somewhere else.
I did like that spot you, me and Andrew.
Yeah, Cove sometimes.
We were able to stand. I don't think we were supposed to, but we're behind the dugout, you know, behind the benches. That was nice. Yeah.
One time we sat above those horrible, horrible toilets, remember?
In the grandstand. That wasn't too bad. Mm. Andrew and I sat at the Cove.
We are, we're into injury time of the podcast and we're talking about toilets, so it's probably a good time to
wrap that bad boy up.
Just quick score prediction before we say goodbye.
3-0.
2-1 Sydney.
3-0. Just to be different to you, Jonathan, I'll say 2-0 Sydney.
Lovely. I would love some 3-point action.
Yeah, I'll just take 3 points. Can that be my score prediction?
that's all I want. Thanks for tuning in once again. Thanks for all your interactions on the socials. We're having a wonderful time. We've got another special guest next week. We'll have someone that's helped the podcast out in its very infancy. More on that on the socials throughout the week. Be safe. Enjoy your podcast.